this is a very unique arrangement, Amanda. You have federal dollars for Medicaid and for treatment of those that need behavioral health assistance. You have the state, its portion. We've been working on public safety. We're helping with the construction of the new resource centers, and we have the county that's a service provider for those in need. You have the city that is in charge of law enforcement. Then you have your service providers, and we have all come together and harmonized our budgets and our efforts to not duplicate effort, but to try and really address or attack the problem of lawlessness and the problems of addiction that are going on and issues that are causing homelessness. What we as a state are doing and what this special session today is about is that we feel that there have been some very high barriers for help in that area with the kind of criminality, the lawlessness that's gone on. You have people that would be afraid to go to the road home and stay there for fear of the drugs inside, the violence, there's things being stolen. We believe that that if you're trying to recover from drug addiction, being in that area makes it harder to recover. And so what we've done is we've worked with the city, and the state is we're taking that area, the road between the St. Vincent de Paul and the Catholic Community Center and the road home, the shelter, and we're making an expanded courtyard. It's a secure courtyard. It would be one where people can go and they can receive services. We're going to have enhanced services for jobs, for referrals, for behavioral health. There'll be places where you can store your bike and things. There'll be shade and even areas where it will be warm in the wintertime. But it'll also have a services coordination card, much like the Catholic Community Services have now. Well, that card, Amanda, we have learned, that's like kryptonite to the criminal. The criminals who've been dishing out this poison for profit to these vulnerable populations, they don't want a card. And so we're creating an area, and the state of Utah will lease this portion of this road, which becomes this courtyard, for just 2 years until these new resource centers can be built, and then the road home in that area would be closed. We are looking to manage that and have a place where we can tell people, you can come, receive the services that you need, and you can be safe. And that is something that they have not heard in a long, long time. And we think we're actually, if you drive that area right now, Amanda, I think you'll see that social order is returning to that area, and it's long overdue.
We only have about 30 seconds here left, Mr. Speaker. Can I ask you quickly about SR 92? I know there's a proposed settlement out there. Are you on board with this Alpine Highway settlement?
Yes, there was some difficulties as that was being built. There's a formula that UDOT uses where when the promised project gets behind schedule, there's fines, and those tend to accumulate. There was a problem with how that project was constructed, but I think that what they did is they brought heads came together. We could continue to litigate this as a state for some time. But we settled with the contractor, and at the end of the day, that we are paying less for that project than we had contracted for, which is appropriate given some of the challenges that we've had. So we are in support of the settlement.